This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today, and Anthony's going to be reading from Genesis.
We're going back to the beginning today, back to where it all started. Genesis 1:26. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness. We are made in the image and likeness of God. Upon this earth, we are many Christs." To be a Christian is to be in the image and likeness of Christ, carrying all of his power, all of his authority, and all of his dominion. "And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." There was a story, and this wolf was going into the village, and it was terrorizing the village, and it was eating the cattle, and it was scaring the children, and it was tearing it up. I forget the saint, but the saint said, "I'm going to handle this." He went out and he commanded into the woods. He commanded the wolf to come listen to him. And he spoke to the wolf that, "You stop this now." And guess what? The wolf listened. See, you might think that's a parable. It's not. Do you know that God created earth for us to go and have dominion, but God created you for himself to be filled with God's love and grace? That all of creation responds to us, that we have authority and dominion over every animal, every plant. For a long time, we fell under the curse that man will have to toil by the works of their hands, and women will have pain in childbirth. But guess what, women? You're not under the curse anymore. You do not need to have pain. We're back in our place of dominion, where we are creating our reality by every word we speak, every thought we think, and every belief we have in our heart. So God created humankind in his image. See, you are made in the image of God. Your dignity is undeniable. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God bless them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it." You see, we have a command from God to be fruitful and multiply. You know, God is speaking of babies here, but we want to be fruitful and multiply everything that God gives us. We want to multiply the love. We want to multiply our finances. We want to multiply the kingdom of God on earth. When Jesus came to earth, he came to create more Christ and to multiply himself. As Father Tom's radio ministry goes forth, Father Tom wants to multiply the anointing that he carries for you. So we have a command to multiply the kingdom of God, fill the earth with God's glory, and subdue it. That means take authority and dominion to establish the kingdom of God on earth and as it is in heaven. And the word of God says, have dominion over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. See, every plant, every animal, all of creation, it is under the dominion of the children of God. And creation is created from God as an interactive experience that all of creation needs to respond to us. You see, how creation works is not what we've been taught in school. The Bible says we are co-creators with the divinity in Christ Jesus. Because Christ lives within us and God lives within us, we are creating our reality by every thought we think, every word we speak, and every belief we have in our heart. You see, if I'm living in a constant place of lack and not having enough and worry and fear, guess what has to align to that? My reality. But as we live from the inside out and we understand that what is happening in our physical life is a reflection of what happens in our soul. And I know the word of God says we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus, that God has given me dominion and authority, and I already am wealthy, and I already am healed, and I am already walking in dominion of the power of God. My reality needs to bend to that truth, and we need to, and it needs to align to the kingdom of God. See, what is money? When God created Adam and Eve, there's no money. Money is a human institution. God said, just go and create. Do you know that you are a creator with God? And what you meditate upon needs to manifest in your life. That you are creating your reality by the thoughts you think, by the words you speak, and the beliefs that you have in your heart. Even money. Money flows to us when we align with it. When I know that God, my Father, is a rich Father, that there is no lack in the kingdom of God, that God will provide for me if I believe in Him, I don't need to beg God to be blessed because He has already blessed me. He has already blessed you. We are begging God to give us what we already have through Christ Jesus. You are a co-creator with God. What are you creating in your life?
You are a co-creator in God. What are you creating? I tell you, the Lord, through the power of the cross, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, calls us to create, to bless people, to bring people to Him, to let them know that through the blood of the Lamb they've been forgiven, to let people know, and people don't know this, that in the experience of salvation, the healing of the body, soul, and spirit are experienced. Most people don't know that. They say, well, you know, I've been saved. You've been saved in your body, in your soul, and in your spirit. You have been saved. And what you have been saved so that you could walk around healthy and blessing people and letting people know about themselves that their body, soul, and spirit are under the dominion of Jesus Christ.
Father, does God give us sickness?
No, God doesn't give us sickness. Sickness comes from another realm. But I'm going to tell you one thing. God can use sickness. When I was 13, I took epilepsy seizures. It was terrible. I had never experienced that.
Who did Jesus send to help you?
Oh, Jesus sent the Blessed Mother to help me, the Immaculate Heart of Mary to help me. And you know, I remember, you know, when I was in high school, they wouldn't let me be in the play because they thought that I'd take a seizure and I'd ruin the play. So I was in difficulty. I didn't feel that I was in difficulty, but the school thought I was in difficulty. But you know what? He promised me one thing, that He would heal me. That's what He promised me. And He healed me through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. You might not believe that, but it's true anyway. I was healed through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. My friend Celia, when I was sick, came to my house. She lived on Chelsea Street. I lived on Paris Street. And she came with a green scapula. And in the green scapula, it said, Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. I tell you, I clutched on to that scapula. That's what I needed. I needed, and you know what? Whenever I lost it, I would find it. One time I found it under a barrel where dirt was. But you know what? when I didn't need the scapula anymore because I had Jesus. The scapula didn't make any difference to me because I had Jesus. And Jesus brought me to himself that I would be blessed and I would be a blessing. There's not one way. When you're blessed, you've got to be a blessing. That's what it's all about.
If God can't get something through you, he can't give you more. If God gives you kingdom resources, it's so you can release them back into the kingdom. And as you steward the little God has given to you well, he gives you an increase and an increase. But God today, it is so powerful. The devil doesn't want you to understand who you are, who you were created to be, the power that is inside of you, that you are co-creating your reality with Christ Jesus. Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinks in his heart, so he becomes. Which is why we want to keep our heart with all diligence, because out of it flows the issues of life and death. You see, God gave Abraham and the Jewish people the power of meditation, that they know what you meditate upon, you create. So what is the enemy's goal? For you to begin to meditate, not on the kingdom of God, where there is an abundance of health, life, provision, glory, peace, the kingdom of God, but on the kingdom of lack, on the kingdom of darkness, that you live in doubt, fear, anxiety. You're begging God to give you what you already have within you. Because what we meditate upon, it comes to pass in our life. Our mind is more powerful than we could ever imagine. We are co-creating with God by the thoughts we think, the words we say. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. In the beliefs we meditate upon in our heart. A man will reap what he sows. We want to sow into the kingdom of God every moment. We want to learn to use our mind to begin to create. You know, we are not passive. Life is not passing us by. The devil wants to put us in a victim mentality, because then we are living passively, where we're just taking things off of us. But see, when we know who we are in Christ and we live from this place of victory, then victory follows us. We live on earth as it is in heaven. So if it's not happening in heaven, we're not tolerating it on earth. By his stripes, I am healed. I live in my mind, in my heart, from a place of victory. That sickness has nothing to do with me. Now, have I been sick? I have. And is that okay? It doesn't mean I'm not good. But I refused to not live from a place of faith. That what Jesus did for me on the cross, I'm going to assert the victory in every moment of my life. The scriptures teach us that in a time of peace, good things happen. So anything that's attempting to steal your peace is attempting to steal from you, because it's in time of peace where blessings come. It's in a place of stillness and peace that we gain the ability to hear from God. Guess what? When there is chaos in our mind, there is chaos in our life. When there is chaos in our mind, we cannot hear the voice of God. When we have unbelief in our heart, our life will reflect that unbelief. So it is about the interior life. This is why the monks have it figured out. Because as our interior is cleansed, as we are taken to a place of total faith and abandonment in the will of God, a total peace and love and joy, then our life begins to reflect that. Because that is how God constructed this reality. That our reality needs to bend to what the words we say, the beliefs we hold in our heart, in the thoughts we think with our mind.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Like, what are you thinking today? No stinking thinking.
Oh.
No stinking thinking. Because as you think stinking ways, you become stinking. That's just the way it is. You are a child of God, bought with the blood of Jesus. That's who you are. That's who you are, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. He breathed his Holy Spirit in you so that you would have new life. That's who you are. I don't know what you think about yourself, but you better start thinking about who you are in Christ Jesus. You're a child of God. You're a child of heaven. Heaven is your home.
Oh!
God has things in store for you that only you can do. And you know what? So many people say, well, I need to be ministered to. No, you need to minister. You need to get out of yourself and bless one person. That's what you need to do. I was in this predicament many years ago. I was in a dead-end street in my life, and I didn't know how to get out of the dead-end street. But you know what? I decided that I would go to a nursing home and that I would visit people who have no visitors. I decided to get out of myself and do something for someone else. And I did it. I found this woman who was blind, and I would drive her to the beach and we would talk. I was out of myself. I needed her more than she needed me. But you know what? She was blessed and I was blessed. Today, the Lord calls you out of yourself. No more stinking thinking. It doesn't lead anywhere but to more stinking thinking. You are a child of God. You have been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. God has plans for you in the power of the Holy Spirit. Only you can fulfill those plans. God does not walk by you. He has anointed you, and he has anointed you with the power of the Holy Spirit. Only you can fulfill those plans. Get off of the stinking thinking poor me. No, not poor you. You are a child of God. You are a child of the Father, bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. Not poor you, but bless you, wonderful you, glorious you in Jesus, Lord.
The Bible says the word of God is health to everyone who finds it. The word of God is health of mind, health of body, health of spirit. The word of God is the truth, and it is only the truth that sets us free. You see, our life is either programmed by the world or the word of God. What if everything you've been taught in school, how reality works, is not in line with the word of God? That the word of God says that we are called to be co-workers and co-creators together with God for the establishment of his kingdom and his righteousness on all the earth. That as the word of God goes forth, it never returns void. That as we meditate upon the goodness of God, that our spirit, our soul, and our body begins to align with the truth. See, it's not so much about working for the kingdom as it is aligning with the kingdom of God. As I align with the kingdom, that I am already blessed, I am already healed, I already have all the power of Christ within me, that as I lay hands on the sick, they will be healed. There is no striving in my life. There is no striving in your life. There is total alignment with the word of God. Are you aligned with the word of God? Because when you are aligned with the word of God, guess what there is none of? Fear. There's no unbelief. There's no doubt. There's no darkness. None of that can exist in the kingdom of God. None of that can exist on earth as it is in heaven. You know, the Lord has been teaching me a lot about money recently. I didn't really want to learn about it, but the Lord said, everything is spiritual, Anthony, even money. What is money? Father Tom says it's a piece of paper. It's nothing. But you know what it is? It's resources for the kingdom. And as we're begging God and we're praying for God to receive it, we're praying from a place of lack. As we know that we already have every blessing in the spiritual realm, as we know that as I believe and I align myself with the kingdom of God, that God will provide for me because that's what his word says. There's no friction in your soul. There's no divide between you and kingdom. And you're aligned with this kingdom that God begins to pour out upon you. Even as we preach about money in the church, as soon as some people, you feel resistance when someone tells you to give, if you feel a little angry, like this person just wants my money, you're blocking the flow from heaven. There's a block in the spirit. Why are we telling you to give? Because the word of God says give and it will be given back to you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over the folds of your garment. If you can't give, you can't receive from God. There needs to be a divine flow from heaven to earth. That if God can't get something through you, he can't give you more of it. Why do we give? Because it increases our capacity to receive. If you have a block with giving, you're going to have a block with receiving from heaven. But God so loved the world that he gave his only son, not to condemn the world, to save it. Giving shouldn't be hard. You need to give because people who are in the kingdom, they live from a state of abundance. They operate. God told me, Anthony, operate by faith, not by sight. If I tell you to give, just give, just give, just give. Because then there's going to be no block to receive from me. You're going to be in total alignment with my kingdom. And guess what? In the kingdom of heaven, there is no lack. There is no limitation. When God created Adam and Eve and said, go and have dominion, God never put a cap on what they could create. God never gave them a limitation.
Right.
You're only limiting yourself. By being programmed by the world, by our limiting beliefs. When God pours out upon you, he pours out without measure.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Do you know today? As you give, you receive. Give and you shall receive. Pressed down, shaken together, running over into the folds of your garment. Remember, I'm going to tell you what I used to see. When the collection box came by, the people, they all gave, but they omitted the priest and they omitted the sisters. Oh, no, I do not want to be omitted. I want to give because God has given me, and as I give, I will be blessed. Don't cheat me from the blessing. You see? Don't cheat me from the blessing. I give because God first gave to me. God gave me his only begotten son that I would have eternal life through the blood that he shed on the cross. I am a giver, not only a receiver. If I do not give, I'm not like my father. The father gave his only son. His children have to be givers, not only of money, but of time, of talent, of treasure, of life. Well, are you a giver or are you only a receiver?
What type of giver, Father?
A generous giver.
Joyful.
A giver that laughs when he or she gives. I had a friend of mine who, when he gave money and he did it in abundance, he would put money in the box and he'd laugh.
Because the Lord says, I love a joyful giver. And you know why? It's a spiritual principle. Where there is joy and gratitude, there is multiplication. When there is doubt and fear, there is no multiplication at all. There's division. That's why God says, for those who have, more will be given. For those who have not, even what they have will be taken from them. You know why? Because those who have, they live from a place of joy, generosity, and faith. So what they have will be multiplied. Those who have not, they live from a place of fear, lack, and unbelief. And guess what the devil does? He's present where those vibrations are present, and he begins to take and take and take. You know, why is it so important to give? Because as we give, a part of us dies, a part of us that needs to control, a part of us that fears giving because we won't have enough. And guess what that does? It opens the windows of heaven for us to live in the divine flow with the Lord Jesus Christ.
When we started radio, I wrote a letter to all my friends. I got many thousands of dollars, and I had to make a decision. Do I give to the Lord what he asks me to give? Do I give him a tenth of all this money? Or do I keep the money and be on the radio for 3 extra months? I made a decision. I would give what I had received, one-tenth of what I received. And now it's 41 years that we're here by the grace of God. Why? Because give and you shall receive. And now we continue to give. I give not because of any other thing, but I have been given. I want to be a blessing to people's lives. I want to use my money, time, and talent to bless people one at a time. What about you? What do you do with your money, time, and talent? Are you giving that to the Lord, and are you a blessing to others? That's what you're called to be.
Because it is a spiritual principle. It is impossible to bless someone else in the name of Jesus and not be blessed yourself.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.